this covetous envy attitude that just says, well, everybody should be poor because I'm poor. Or I should get paid $20 an hour to sweep the floor or whatever. No, you're not a skilled laborer. Get some skills. And if you don't want to get skills, then you have two other options. See, this is here. Let me just give you some life lessons. Here's how you make money in this world, okay? Number one, you could be a criminal. You'll make money. Now, I'm not recommending that. I'm just telling you that's there are people who sell drugs and, you know, and do, you know, banking scams and things. And there are people who make money being an organized criminal. That's one option. You can work for the devil and be a criminal and steal and cheat and lie, and you'll make good money doing that. But eventually, your sins will find you out. It's going to catch up to you, okay? Here's another way to make good money. Get some skills and become a skilled laborer. Get some education, skills, learn something, become a valuable worker in some way, shape, or form. That's one option. You say, well, you know, I just can't get any skills. I'm just completely unskilled. Okay, well, here's another option. You can work super hard. Work two jobs, three jobs. You say, okay, well, I don't like that lifestyle because that's too many hours and I can't do that. Okay, well, then here's a fourth option you can do. You can do a job that's unskilled, and it doesn't cost a million hours or anything, but it's an unsavory job. Like, for example, you know, let's say you're doing a garbage truck or something where you're around a lot of just dirty smells and it's kind of a crummy job. But, you know, a lot of times those guys can get paid a pretty decent wage just because of the fact that they're doing jobs that other people don't really want to do. And look, if you work in that kind of a job, I have nothing but respect for you. In fact, I respect all jobs equally as long as you're not dishonest or a criminal. If you're going out and working by the sweat of your face, I respect you. And if you're a white-collar guy or a blue-collar guy or a garbage collector, I respect you the same. And I can say that from the bottom of my heart. I mean that. I think that any job, and if my children grow up and shovel dung, you know, and that's how they support their family, I respect them. I love them, and I'll be proud of them as long as they're godly Christians that shovel dung.
Amen.
No shame in that at all. There are ways to get ahead, my friend. There are ways to make money, but you got to work hard, and you got to suffer. And there are people that don't know what it's like to ever work all night. They've never done it. There are people who've never worked 30 hours straight. There are people who've never stayed late, gotten there early. They're always the one, well, I'm not going to do that. I got to go drinking. I'm not going to do that. Hey, I know you just worked 8 hours, but can you drive 4 hours and drop this thing off? No way, man. And then it's like, you wonder why you don't get ahead. Sometimes you got to bite the bullet and suffer.
Absolutely.
And bleed and sweat and push yourself and get it done. And there are two kinds of people. There are the people who just get it done, and then the people who just the hedge of thorns mentality.